Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock here this or 2:30. Get my time straight. Where am I at? It's 1:30 right now. I'll be here till 2 o'clock. I was right the first time. They always say you're supposed to go with your first answer, right? But anyway, we'll be here until 2 o'clock this afternoon, and appreciate the program before us, Pastor Lutz, and then of course Pastor Rusnak will be following us, and so I hope you'll be able to stay tuned for him at 2 o'clock, and I know it'll be a good message there as well. Well, wanted to mention a couple of things today, but before we get into the program, let's go ahead and open our program with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We just pray that you have blessed the program. Use it for your glory today. Help us to be a blessing. Help us to be an encouragement to somebody today. And I just pray that you'd use us for your glory. Help us point people to Christ and encourage believers in their walk with you. We just thank you for the opportunity. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you today. You're listening to, as I said, Live with Pastor Al. I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and want to certainly give you an invitation to visit us out at the Bible Baptist Church. We meet, of course, in the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, and more information of that is to be given at the end of the program. But I wanted to mention something here today before I forget about it. Sometimes I get talking about other things and miss things. But I wanted to mention this coming Sunday, that's 2 days from today, this coming Sunday, the 15th of July, our church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, is having a special combined service with the Hinckley Ridge Baptist Church, and they're located not too far from us. We're in Richfield, Ohio. They're over in Hinckley, and they are just off from State Route 303 on State Road. They're located at 1270 State Road, that's 1270 State Road in Hinckley. And we're having a special combined service with them this coming Sunday. I will be preaching, and so the Sunday school times and every service times are all the same there as our church. So if you want to visit us and you're planning on coming this Sunday, you'll have to visit us over in Hinckley. And we'll be there for the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock. We'll also be there. I'll be preaching in the 11 o'clock hour for the morning worship service. Then we're having a potluck dinner, a carry-in dinner, with the folks at Hinckley Ridge Baptist Church on this coming Sunday. That's this Sunday. The following Sunday, of course, we'll be back at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. We'll also still be at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express this Friday night tonight for our Friday night Bible study. We'll be there next week for our Friday night Bible study as well. And of course, the Richfield Holiday Inn Express is located at 5171 Brecksville Road. That's 5171 Brecksville Road. And we will be there tonight. And if you've got questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can come and visit us at the at our Bible study tonight for the Richfield Bible Baptist Church meeting at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, 5171 Brecksville Road. But, excuse me, on Sunday, we invite you to join with us for a special combined service, Hinckley Ridge Baptist Church. And if you're wondering what the connection is, other than being pretty close to where we're at, this is actually the church that I grew up in, Hinckley Ridge Baptist Church. My parents were going there back in the 1950s. I grew up there. I got saved while I was attending that church. I was baptized in the building that they have there. The building they have there is, to me, it's the new building, because I still remember the old building, which dated back to the 1800s, one of those old white clapboard country churches with the belfry and the bell in it, and the big kids would pull the rope down to ring the bell for the service and encourage us little kids to come and grab the end of the rope, and then they'd let go and we go sailing up off the floor as the rope pulled us up. And that was just one of those things that they did. But back in the late 60s, they built a new building, and so that's the building that's there now, and you can find it, like I said, at 1270 State Road, Hinckley, Ohio. We'll be there for the morning Sunday school Bible study hour at 10 o'clock, the morning worship service at 11 o'clock. I'll be preaching, and then I'll be preaching there again on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. So it's the same time as our regular services, but it'll be at the Hinckley Ridge Baptist Church this Sunday only at 1270 State Road. That's 1270 State Road, Hinckley, Ohio. And let me encourage you to come out and visit. We'll have a good time, and we'll certainly enjoy the potluck dinner following the morning service. Always enjoy that. So that's our plan. Special combined service this Sunday with the Hinckley Ridge Baptist Church. All right, well, we're going to get to, I mentioned too there, you can find out more information if you go on to our webpage for the church, and you can find that webpage. If you just remember, go to the radio program webpage, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you go there, I've got information on our special meeting this coming Sunday there on livewithpastoral.com. There's also a link to our church webpage. You can find out much the same information there. Also have it on Facebook right now. Our Facebook page is carrying it information. And you can visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. You can also watch us live doing the program right now, facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And let's see, another thing I wanted to mention here as well, give you a heads up, 2 weeks from today, I will be at the Summit County Fair. That is coming up the end of the month, which isn't that far away now. We're in the middle of the month here. Happy Friday 13th to you today. A lot of people worried about the 13th. I say embrace the 13th. There's a lot of good things come with the number 13. Think about it. When America was founded, how many original states? 13. See, so it must be good for something. But at any rate, today's the 13th, so we're at the middle of the month. But the Summit County Fair is starting out in Talmadge, Ohio at Tuesday, July the 24th. It'll run through Sunday, July the 29th. That's July the 24th through July the 29th. And on the 27th, I believe it is, which would be Friday, 2 weeks from today, I will be out at the Summit County Fair, and Pastor John Lutz is going to be filling in for me here in the studio that day, and if things work out well, I will be calling in from the fairgrounds and talking with Pastor Lutz. We'll be talking about some things on the radio on Friday, 2 weeks from today, July the 27th, from the Summit County Fair. So that's on a number of things there I wanted to mention for you. Keep in mind. And of course, remember, we are sponsored by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, as I said, where I'm the pastor, and also by East Coast Pizza over in Garfield Heights. You can find East Coast Pizza at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School, and you can call them for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. If you mention Live with Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. And also, if you're interested in getting into the pizza business yourself, or maybe you have some place and you would like to offer pizza at your current restaurant or location, you can call East Coast Pizza at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. Ask for Gus. He can help you get started. It's not a franchise. Be your own business. He'll work things out with you, and it'll be a lot less expensive than what you might think. All right. Well, getting into several other things, just seem to have a lot of announcements today. I wanted to mention these things and again, join us again this Sunday if you want to come out and visit us. Remember, we'll be meeting at the Hinckley Ridge Baptist Church, 1270 State Road, Hinckley, Ohio. Well, I was looking at some things in the news, just a lot going on lately here, and Supreme Court, of course, President Trump, his second nomination to the Supreme Court, he nominated Judge Kavanaugh, and he is, he was on that list that was put together by the Federalist Society. I think the Heritage Institute had some input in that as well. And he is considered to be a proponent of originalism. And that means basically interpreting the Bible in the same sense the way that interpreting the Constitution in the same sense that I interpret the Bible, meaning, I like the way somebody put it one time, if the plain sense makes common sense, then seek no other sense. So we try to start with the text and understand what it was meant when it was given, and then allow the plain interpretation of the English language to rule or guide you on how you should interpret it, and it works for the Bible. I think judge should use that same method on interpreting the Constitution. And I found a thing here on the rule of law that Judge Kavanaugh said in 2017. He said, "I believe very deeply in those visions of the rule of law as a law of rules and of the judges as umpire. By that I mean a neutral, impartial judiciary that decides cases based on settled principles without regard to policy preferences or political allegiances or which party is on which side in a particular case." And so he's basically saying that he believes the purpose of a judge is to judge the case based on what the rule of law is, what the Constitution is, rather than what the political whims and favors and the way the political winds of the day are blowing. And so that's encouraging, in other words, not legislating from the bench, which unfortunately is what we've seen with too many judges and justices on the Supreme Court. In the 1990s, Judge Kavanaugh served as the Federalist Society's Religious Liberties chair of the Federalist Society's Religious Liberties Practice Group, and he had the opportunity to write to two pro bono Supreme Court amicus briefs, basically a friend of the court, briefs in support of the cause of religious liberty. Now, the Federalist Society they've referenced here a couple times is a group of conservatives and libertarians who their interest is in reordering the priorities within the legal system to place a premium on individual liberty, traditional values, and the rule of law. And so there was a case during the Obama administration called Priests for Life versus Health and Human Services. And this was a case involving the Obama administration's contraceptive mandate. This is an outgrowth of Obamacare that was going to force priests, and of course, the Catholic priests are supposed to be celibate, and it was forcing this contraceptive mandate in the health care that they were going to have to be paying for. And so in the dissenting opinion here, they argued that the courts, quote, may not question the wisdom or reasonableness as opposed to the sincerity of a plaintiff's religious beliefs. Now, right there, that is an encouraging statement. And I would like to say I don't know that Judge Kavanaugh is going to be somebody who would have been my top pick, but there's a lot of encouraging statements here about going back and ruling in cases based on what the Constitution, what the laws of the land say. And so he had this, like I said, in this case on religious liberty, that the courts may not question the wisdom or reasonableness as opposed to the sincerity of the plaintiff's religious beliefs, including about complicity and wrongdoing. He continued that judicial second-guessing the correctness or reasonableness as opposed to the sincerity of plaintiff's religious beliefs is exactly what the Supreme Court in Hobby Lobby told us not to do. Now, that's an important statement, and hopefully he'll rule on the court in that manner, because you know, when the court previously, and it was partly due to Justice Kennedy, who's retiring, he was the swing vote, and it helped give us the Obergefell decision that sanctioned same-sex marriage in the United States and caused all kinds of problems. That was hand in glove with the philosophy of a number of people. The United States Commission on Civil Rights has a report. I can't think of the top of my head the name of the report, but they had a report basically where the chairman of the United States Commission on Civil Rights was saying that religious rights should not trump the rights of the LGBTQ alphabet soup groups and transgendered and all these sorts of things. Now, religious rights, of course, are enshrined in the United States Constitution. They're there in the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment in particular. We have the right that, well, let me just turn there real quick, of course, where it says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And this is not the government granting us a right. This is the government recognizing the rights that God has already given to us. That's what's important to remember, the rights and the things that are inside of the Constitution. These are not rights that the government granted to us. This goes back to the Declaration of Independence, which begins by saying, within the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God. Well, who's nature's God? You know, God created the heavens and the earth. Nature's God is the God of the Bible. They're not talking about some kind of earth deity like Gaia or something like that. They're not talking about some Druidic deity. They're not talking about some kind of Islamic Allah or something like that. They're talking about the God of the Bible, Jehovah God, creator of heaven and earth. And then he says this, nature's God entitled them. He says, let me drop down to the second paragraph here. He says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Now notice this, that they are endowed by their creator. Now who's the creator? The creator is nature's God, which is the God of the Bible, the God that said, let there be light, and there was light, the God that created the earth, the God that created Adam, and the God that created the stars and the sun, the moon, all these things. And he said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator, notice, with certain unalienable rights. Now, there's more that's mentioned there, and I want to move to something here that I want to say in regard to Judge Kavanaugh here. He not only weighed in on this freedom of religion issue, and as mentioning about how this was timely because we had a number of people working in the Obama administration, various areas of the government, trying to overturn and make the religious rights that are recognized in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, in the First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, to make them lesser than things that the courts had been inventing. and one of them being so-called right to same-sex marriage and things like that. Also, the so-called right to privacy that the courts invented. And there's a case again in 2017 where it involved an unaccompanied and undocumented migrant teenager who sought an abortion while living in a government-funded shelter. Judge Kavanaugh at the time was a lawyer, I believe, issued a dissent, he issued a dissenting opinion. In that dissent, he wrote that the previous ruling followed from the Supreme Court's many precedents holding that the government has permissible interests in favoring fetal life, protecting the best interests of a minor, and refraining from facilitating abortion. And he said that the majority of the justices on his appeals court, they represented a quote radical extension of the Supreme Court's abortion jurisprudence. Now, notice this. He said that the Supreme Court's many precedents holding that the government has permissible interests in favoring fetal life. Now, again, where does this come from? This goes back all the way to the Declaration of Independence, which is the foundational document to our Constitution. And of course, these things were drawn from, many of these truths were drawn from the Word of God. God said, thou shalt not kill. And notice what we see again in the Declaration of Independence, where he said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are, what's the first one that they list there? Life. Life. Why do you suppose they said that? That the first unalienable right that they recognize that God has given to us is the right to life. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm heartened by the fact that we could have a justice coming onto the Supreme Court that believes that the court has permissible interest in favoring, as he said, fetal life. Fetal life, that's the unborn child. And when the founders of our country recognized that we are endowed by our Creator with the unalienable right to life, that's important. That's very important. People worry about whether or not he'll rule against overturn Roe v. Wade. Well, in the first place, Roe v. Wade was just a plain bad judicial ruling, regardless of which side of the issue you're on. But the fact of the matter is, he understands that the Supreme Court has a permissible interest in favoring fetal life. And so I'm hopeful that this will bode well for the court. Now, something else here, and I hadn't really planned on taking calls here today. I see somebody's called in. I don't know if I'll be able to get to that real quick. I wanted to mention some things here. But something else I wanted to mention in regards to this is a lot of people have been leery of President Trump's nomination of Justice Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh, worrying that he's not conservative enough. Perhaps he's a little too establishment. Perhaps he's a little too center-right, when they would like him to be further to the right. But I was listening to somebody yesterday, and I'm inclined to agree with their reasoning. They said that in reality, if you think about it, there's an election coming, a very important election coming up in November that may very well increase the or decrease the number of Republicans in the United States Senate, in the United States House. Right now, we have 51 Republican senators. John McCain is ill. He'll soon probably not be able to carry out his position there. And so it basically gives us effectively 50 with a 51st vote by Vice President Pence working as President of the Senate. And Kavanaugh is somebody who's really hard to fight against. And even Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, said, we can't stop his nomination, and we can't stop him from coming in, even though the liberal heads are exploding all over the place over this. Pray for the Supreme Court, because there's going to be, I'm sure, another opening. And if we can get Kavanaugh in today, get an increase in the number of Republicans, perhaps we can get even a more conservative one later. We're out of time. Thanks for listening. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452 Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.